A lawyer for a Chinese Australian detained in Beijing says it could be weeks before he's formally charged with national security offences. Sydney-based writer Yang Hengjun has been detained for 6 months and he's been denied access to lawyers. He's now been moved from a state security prison to a criminal detention centre just ahead of a deadline for authorities to charge or release him. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
After half a year locked away in what's called a residential surveillance centre in southern Beijing, writer Yang Hengjun's move to a criminal detention centre nearby is an ominous step. His lawyer, Sheng Baojun, says it doesn't necessarily mean he will be charged, but it looks likely.
It's not certain they'll announce charges. The criminal detention order he's now under is still part of an ongoing national security investigation. After this detention is finished, which could be at least 2 weeks, then it will be up to the prosecutors to decide whether to charge him.
54-year-old Yang Hengjun once worked for China's government, either the Foreign Ministry or State Security. He later moved to Australia, started writing online and became a voice critical of China's government. But in more recent years, he's been seen as a moderate and even appeared at a state media function in Beijing. The lack of answers on what he's alleged to have done has baffled friends and family, and even his lawyer, Sheng Baojun, doesn't know.
Because he's accused of endangering national security, it's impossible for his family members to visit him. His lawyers can apply to meet him, but that's decided by the relevant authority.
So far, they haven't been permitted to see him. Only Australian diplomats, once a month, have visited him. But their meetings are closely monitored by state security officers who sit in and forbid questions specifically about the case. Australian diplomats have again requested Yang Hengjun be granted access to lawyers. But supporters like UTS academic Feng Chongyi believe it's time for the government to be more vocal about his case.
I think the government can at least directly challenge these evil laws which to allow security apparatus to abuse Australian citizens, including torture and detention without access to lawyers.
Yang Hengjun's Chinese wife has been granted permanent residency in Australia, but for now she's barred from leaving China. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing reporting for AM.